This is the Real BS Show coming at you. I got a chip on my shoulder. I got to get it off. We'll see you after the song.
He had white horses and ladies by the score, all dressed in satin and waiting by the door. Ooh, what a lucky man he was. Ooh, what a lucky man he was. White lace and feathers, they made up his bed. A gold-covered mattress on which he was led.
Ooh, what a lucky man he was. Ooh, what a lucky man he was.
This is the Real BS Show.
Nothing but BS.
Nothing fake here. Speaking of fake, I've been doing a lot of research and just poking around the internet, looking at all this new Green Deal and all this Save the Planet, what I call nonsense.
Right. And you have to preface this. You have solar panels and you live 100% on solar panels. Yeah. And for
well,
electricity.
Yeah, I'm totally off the grid, so I don't depend on anybody.
Right.
I do buy a bottle of propane, 20-pound bottle of propane, once, maybe twice a year.
Well, that's smidgen compared to running off of solar and batteries and inverter. You have everything on electric.
Well, yeah. Solar. I mean, my house is just like anybody else's. You know, I make toast in the morning and got a water pump and, you know, refrigerator and a TV. And
but I thought that was important to talk about because the same with me. I have solar and, you know, and wind. And I'd say in the wintertime, it's about 80% I'm on solar. You know, you got to keep them clean from the snow. Yeah. But you're talking about, like, the new Green Deal and the Paris Accord.
Well, yeah, just looking at all this crazy stuff that everybody's... and if you look really close and dig down a little bit, and you see all these tree huggers and Sierra Club and all these different outfits, Al Gore. I mean, what a mess. And it just... Well, number one, you live in a small house. I live in a small house. So that gives me a leg up, I guess you could say.
Right.
Because, and really, you don't need a big house.
No, most people...
The bigger the house, the more you got to heat, the more, you know, it's just...
Right. That's where the cost comes in. You have to also... People, when we're on the air conditioners, and so a huge house like that, you have to spend a lot of energy running all that. And you're talking about some of these people, like Al Gore... He, you know, he's sitting there pushing for green energy, but yeah, he's not living that way. I think I heard that he was spending...
No example at all.
Yeah, he spent like $20,000 on electricity in 1 year.
I can't remember. What was the organization he started? I can't remember the name of it. But it was something that he, you know, you're talking about his funding and that. And I think he sold it to Al Jazeera.
Right.
Which is totally funded by oil.
Yeah, Climate Reality.
That's his his club.
Yeah, the Climate Reality
Project.
He
is such a phony. I mean, he's got a big house out in California, not one solar panel, none.
Right.
It's right on the beach someplace. And
in California.
Yeah, lots of sunshine out there. But he is such, and he's proud that he's backed by oil. You know, he has no problem with it at all.
Right.
He's not even ashamed to say it. But if you start looking and searching, I mean, just some of these big solar projects that, you know, I've seen, whether it's a concert, you know, Earth Day, they had concerts like in Vermont and these different places.
Right.
And they're up there saying, well, this is all being run by solar. Well, that's a bunch of crap. They got diesel generators back there running the lights for the stage. And
right.
You know, I mean, and plus they're plugged into the grid.
Right.
You know, they're just BSing everybody.
And then you go to the Paris Climate Accord agreement. You have Canada who promised to meet emissions and stuff to that accord, to that Paris agreement. The problem is they can't match it. There's already people calling that we need more nuclear plants, and I think that's one of the solutions moving forward. It is a clean method.
Well, you know, the thing that got me going was, you know, what does it take to build a solar panel? What's it take to build one of these big GE windmills, you know?
Right.
Holy smokes. I mean, by the time you put all this, none of it could happen without fossil fuels.
Right.
Period. I mean, the whole world runs on fossil fuels. There's just no getting around it.
So you're saying that there is no current way of making a solar panel or windmill without using fossil fuels to make that solar panel or windmill?
Oh, exactly, yeah. And if you look at all that goes into it, I mean, the panels are getting cheaper now. But,
oh, sure.
But, you know, what's it take to make a solar cell?
Right.
It's two parts coal and one part quartz. I thought it was sand, but it's not. It's sand is too impure. They can't use it. They have to blast the side of a mountain to get quartz out of it. And same way with the coal. They need the coal for the carbon, you know, and it just, it's plus the aluminum for the rain, you know, and the silver, and the, it's just fake. I mean, it's almost like, I mean, you got to take care of the solar panel and hope it lasts 20, 25 years.
Yep, well, that's with maintenance, yeah.
You know, and maybe it'll pay for itself. It should pay for itself.
Yeah, and the other thing too is solar panels, that when you first started looking into them, they were like roughly 60 cents per watt.
Oh, it was more than that. It was kind of expensive. That's why I started building my own. But then, but now they're down to
33 cents a watt.
Well, I'm getting them from Amazon at about $80 a 100 watt.
Oh wow,
100 watt panel for $80.
Yeah, the ones I found online, I found a 250 or 300 watt. I'm sorry, 300 watt for $108. So that's roughly 33 cents a watt if you break it down.
Yeah, you can buy used ones too. You know that
that
have been. But there is so much hype and so much, you know, and then you look around at all these, like Earth Day and all these things, and you see these biomass plants, like in Vermont, and they're burning trees.
Yep.
They're munching up trees to make electricity. There's no way they can, they're just destroying the earth is what they're doing.
Yeah. Well, this is the other thing, too, about solar and wind. And to give anybody with knowledge, you know, to give some people some knowledge of how it works is, of course, solar works during the day, but wind has more potential at night because it's more windier at night, you know, and neither are consistent. But here's the thing.
Oh, very much so. Solar's pretty good. I mean, it gets cloudy out and the solar cuts back, you know, because of the way you can put things together, which I think they've pretty much figured that out, too, but... So on a cloudy day, it makes electricity, but not as much.
Right. But here's the big problem. You can't... How are we going to store that energy during the day to use it during a different time? Current battery technology would not work on a grand scale. On an individual level, yes. But batteries are expensive.
Yeah.
You know, and so that's the biggest issue right now, I think, for solar wind is battery technology. And if you can't get past that, then we're back to square one.
I researched batteries up and down and sideways. And I changed over a couple of years ago from the lead acid wet cell. You know, just
deep
regular,
cycle, yeah.
Yeah, the same battery that they've been using for 80 years. So I went over to a gel, a sealed gel type battery. And that is beautiful. I mean, it really is. And I got the biggest ones I could get, you know, 200 amp hour batteries.
Right.
So I went from 8 of the other kind down to 3 of the gel batteries.
Uh-huh.
And it's perfect, the perfect combination. I do have too many solar cell panels, but, you know, it's okay because on a cloudy day, they still work very well. You know,
right.
It doesn't.
And I think that's, you know, we're going, you know, moving forward, you know, like, what you were talking about with the Paris Accord and the new Green Deal is it sounds like there's a lot of money involved in that. And there's a lot of different people involved putting money into it. Different corporations are like Exxon is starting to invest more into green. So there's a lot of potential there. But
well, see, that's the whole thing that really, you know, made the radar come on. If you look, well, let's take the Sierra Club. They're the biggest donors to the Sierra Club are Georgia Pacific and some other guy that's the biggest timber man in the world.
Uh-huh.
These guys are cutting down trees.
Right.
And they're the major supporters of the Sierra Club.
Huh.
I mean, the Sierra Club ain't got a clue what's going on.
Right.
This whole thing, I mean, even the Koch brothers, everybody complains. Well, they got a giant solar plant. They make solar panels. I mean, nobody ever mentioned that. It took a while to figure that out, but
right,
they're making all the parts, everything.
Yeah. And, you know, with the tree industry, I'll kind of, you know, one thing I have to mention is when they do cut down trees, they do replant them.
They manage the forest pretty well, but not for these biomass things. That's a complete different.
Right.
And all the corn and all the, and just trying to burn trees. This place in Vermont is just ridiculous, unbelievable, and it's just when you dig down and you find out who's financing all this stuff, like Al Gore, he's in the Al Jazeera's either bought his whole operation or something, I don't know, but the big oil companies, Georgia Pacific, you know, the Koch brothers, it's all capitalism,
right?
And these people are, you know, cheering about being energy independent. Well, it ain't going to happen.
Right.
It's just not going to happen, period. And not with the way things are. I mean, that big solar thing that they built out in California where Schwarzenegger was out there saying how wonderful and this is the biggest giant right. with all these mirrors all around this. Well, the thing couldn't run without natural gas.
Right.
It took 3 hours of natural gas to get it started every day. Jeez. Every day. So now, 10, 15, 20 years later, just a big pile of glass out there. It's totally nothing. I mean, just the whole thing looks like, you know, it just fell apart. It's just totally abandoned.
And you talk about California. It's quite interesting because they're going through an energy crisis right now where they're shutting off power because they don't have enough power. They're trying to meet some goals of green energy, but they're too afraid to switch, you know, their coal plants to nuclear to handle the peak times. You know, when solar and wind aren't providing, you got to have something there to provide electricity, and nuclear could provide that balance between the two. And that's something California's right now going through, right? You know, they're sitting there shutting off electricity to people, you know, and I find that absurd. We're in America, you know, like we shouldn't be having blackouts at all
yeah.
for a time period. You know,
well, what I'm saying is this whole thing is phony.
Right.
It's all capitalistic. All the big boys are getting in on it, you know, because all us little people are shouting, oh, we got to save the planet. We got to save. So they're jumping on a bandwagon. They're just, you know, Mike Bloomfield is donating so much money
right.
to all these windmill and whatnot, green things. It's all a farce. It really is a farce. I mean, they're just in it to make a buck.
Oh, sure.
And they're going to wreck that, too. You know, and it's just, there was a movie out, I think it's banned now from YouTube, but what's it called? The Planet of the Humans, I think.
Uh-huh.
Planet of the Humans, yeah. It was, and a guy I don't like, Michael Moore, he always bends things to look worse than they really are. But, you know, because when they talked about hydrogen cells and stuff like that,
right,
he left out the biggest part of hydrogen cells is water.
Right.
That's what you run a hydrogen cell with is water. You know, salt water is even better. And they totally left that out. You know, they just talked about what it took to make a cell. You know, I mean, they just left the important, the most important part out.
Right.
And so, you know, he does bend things to fake, but the movie was pretty much spot on as far as
right.
The capitalistic. I mean, you know, people are screaming, oh, solar cells, and then they badmouth the Koch brothers. Well, guess who makes a whole bunch of solar cells?
Right.
The Koch brothers.
So that Planet of Humans, you know, I'll speak about capitalism in a second here, but the conclusion of the film is that green energy cannot solve the problems of society's expanding resource depletion without reducing consumption, as all existing forms of energy generation require consumption of finite resources, which I agree with.
Yeah.
You know, but here's the reality of capitalism has halved the world's poverty rate since 2000. And so we're seeing a rapid increase of people rising out of poverty. And it's not because of, you know, NGOs. The NGOs have been helping the non-government agencies and nonprofits. They've been helping. But the reality is when we look at the world, it's getting better. You know, we actually are solving poverty. We're solving world hunger. People are living healthier lives in other countries that were
spreading. It's spreading, yeah.
One of the things that I noticed that we do have a problem is we do have finite resources, and this is where maybe mining the asteroids would help. You know, we get out there, we're not depleting from the Earth anymore. And so, you know, those are solutions that are being worked on.
Well, what's it take to get out there, though? You know,
that's true.
Elon Musk is I don't know. He's on the leading edge of things, you know.
Yeah.
But still, the electric car, I mean, what it takes to build one of those things. I mean, aluminum's maybe 5 or 6 times more energy. It takes more energy to make aluminum than it does steel.
Right.
You know, you wouldn't think so, but I guess it does.
70% of cans are recycled cans or pop cans 70% of it's recycled aluminum, so they have to melt it down. And that whole process is not inexpensive either, but, you know, it's better than mining, I would say, you know. Yeah. But yeah, I do agree with you. There is a lot of weird things going on with the green energy.
There's just a lot of things that nobody even knows what they're cheering about, you know.
Yeah,
just,
yeah.
Because I'm out there, I'm off the grid, period.
Right, right.
Okay, I'm doing, you know, and I've been doing it for 5-6 years of nothing, you know.
Right.
I mean, nothing from nobody. And so I know what it takes, but it takes, what really it takes is a different lifestyle.
Yeah, you lowered your consumption down drastically. I don't think you even have an air conditioner.
No.
You have a small fridge, right?
Yeah, I got a refrigerator, water pump, you know, TV.
Right.
I got all the whatever I need, you
right.
know.
But you're not running with an air conditioner, and you're not.
No, I don't need one. No, I'm out in the woods, so there's always a, you know, if I did need an air conditioner, it might be 1 or 2 days out of the year.
Right, right. But even still then, like, you lowered your consumption down drastically, and I don't think most Americans are prepared for that. And
right,
here's
right.
the other part that most people don't talk about. Everyone wants to blame the common person in America for energy consumption. It's not just the common people. It's also the, you know, people that are wealthy need to lower their consumption, but they're not. You can look at industry. Industry would have to completely redo themselves to be energy efficient. It's complete. Like, think about a foundry, how much electricity they're using.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
It's just
unbelievable.
It's the three phase wire going in, like, they have multiple phases of three phases of wire going in at once. It's impossible for them to lower their electricity consumption down.
Well, they use coke and coal and,
right.
and things and gas to melt the metal in the first place. They throw all different kinds of metal in,
right?
Depending on what kind of ore or what kind of
steel
iron,
grade.
Iron or whatever they're making.
Right.
But once they melt it down, it runs into a big, like a big giant kettle.
Right.
And underneath that is a big giant transformer with just the secondary. The primary is the liquid metal, you know, from the what was melted. So that's the primary. So between those two are the secondary, really. But you know, that's how they keep it. It's like taking the center of a coil out. If you turn it on, you're going to burn something up.
Right.
That's
crazy.
It's exactly how it works. It's just induction things. But gigantic amounts of power.
Yeah.
And they can never shut them off. They can't go off.
Because it would harden, right?
Yeah, once it hardens up, then you got a six-month job trying to, you know, they for some reason they just can't turn the electric back on.
Zap it.
You just get dead shorts or something. And so they have to tear it all apart, and, oh, it's a real mess.
So, yeah, that's the thing is, you know, I'm, you know, we have to recognize, yeah, many Americans could easily lower their consumption. They could be more conscious, but it's not just that. It's not just even America. It's also other countries. And I can point to Germany. Germany right now is trying to go clean energy. They're trying to put out solar panels. They're trying to put out wind. And there's many people in Germany fighting against windmills being in their backyard.
Yeah.
There's many people that they don't realize that in Germany there's a lot more coal plants.
Germany uses and imports more coal
yep.
than anybody
yep.
in Europe.
Yep.
And they're getting all set up to import natural gas
yes.
from America, you
yep.
know, liquid propane, maybe, I don't know.
But, so the other part is they're afraid of nuclear. So they've been chased out nuclear in Germany completely because there's a very major anti-nuclear movement there. Now, here's the other one. We don't, you know, we'll have people going around, especially, you know, you'll hear it on the news about this young kids going around and trying to make us green. Why don't they ever go to China or Vietnam or,
yeah.
you know, other countries like South Korea or North Korea and tell them to lower their emissions? You won't hear them go to China.
Yeah.
Because China's outputting all the CO2, the carbon.
They're like 10 times worse than we are.
Easily.
I mean,
they're producing massive amounts of India is another one. They throw trash in the streets, and I'm not being racist when I say that. They literally throw trash right outside of their house. And they have trash piles outside of their house. No one ever talks about that, about how those countries aren't even attempting to be clean. I mean, we're clean in Pennsylvania, I would say. you know, we do have some people that throw trash out in the road or something.
No, it's a beautiful country. There's no doubt about it.
But people here, at least, you know, very, you know, we don't have trash in the streets. Like,
not even close.
And honestly, we don't, you know, when spills happen, like toxic spills, that's all over the news. Like, they clean that up. They make sure it's, you know, they try to prevent it. There's laws preventing it. But you go to China, there's no such thing. They don't have that.
See, that what used to kill me is it'd be an oil spill somewhere, or and they'd go through so much work and digging scraping to fix it and try to contain it all. And then they go down and they tar and chip the roads.
Yep.
And they're just spraying oil on the road. I mean, thick oil on the roads.
Right.
And then they put the stones on top of it.
Right.
And then, I mean, wait a minute. Hey, what's wrong with this picture here?
Right.
I don't know. It's just...
It's just, you know, for me is, you know, when you hear these extreme green people, which I get the ideal, it's a noble idea, but the reality is you can't expect one country or a few countries to follow this. They're going after what many people would used to call first world countries, and they're not going after other countries where all the manufacturing is going on. That's concerning to me. They are purposely ignoring it. What's that one girl's name? I can't remember her name. Thunberg or whatever. She's like 14 or something, going around on a boat yelling at all the first world countries. And it's like, I'm not offended by her. I agree with her message.
That's the one that went to the UN and was crying. So why did you leave me this
How
mess?
Dare you? Yeah. How dare you?
Well, wreck my life.
Can I ask her one question? Why hasn't she went to China at all? She's avoided China.
Yeah, well,
she's avoided
the UN
India.
Is as close as it's going to get.
Yeah, well, she could go to China and then yell at them because they right now have all the manufacturing. They have all the waste. And if you look at their rivers, all the waste that comes in the Pacific Ocean for that ring of plastic that floats around, it's coming from Asia. It's not coming from the United States.
Well, there's a couple things. I mean, there's a lot of people. I mean, in the last 200 years, a population has exploded.
Oh, definitely.
You know, it's just gigantic, from 200 million to, you know, 6 billion or something.
Yeah,
just the last 200 years. Unbelievable.
And you know, the thing is Han Rosen, if you go look him up on YouTube, he has a lot of good lectures on this topic. And there's screaming, people are screaming about overpopulation, but we're a peak child. We're no longer, peak child is where people...
You got 1.5 kids per family?
Roughly, or 2 kids. You factor in there's a husband and a wife, right? Or a man and woman.
And
okay?
You got 1.5 kids, so that's a downturn.
Yeah, so we're having less and less kids nowadays. Even in Africa, even in India, Bangladesh, China, they're all... People were... There's in Japan... are having negative population growth rate. So it's extremely crazy. They're concerned they're not going to have enough people to take care of the elderly, so they're making robots. In America, we're about 1.9. And that's something that's really interesting because the youth, I'll say the younger generation, you know, let's say 25 and under, they're not having kids.
Yeah.
When did you afford it. when did you have your first kid? How old were you?
21, maybe.
Yeah. People are waiting until they're 30 now. How about that?
Nothing at all.
Yeah, nothing at all. They'll have 1 or 2 kids by the time they're like 30 to 35. And then before, when your generation, they were having kids younger. But now it's not happening. Birth control changed the world. And I think, you know, the thing is we're facing a point where we're not going to have overpopulation. What we're going to have is overconsumption.
Consumption is the next step. I mean,
right.
All right, well, I just wanted to get that off my chest because
definitely.
I live out there and I'm off the grid. I don't need any services from anybody. It's all natural. But I see these people shooting their mouths off and talking about it, and you know they're just lying to you.
Right.
The whole thing is a big farce. It's a big money game. Al Gore is so dang rich. And Bloomberg and Georgia Pacific and all these... big giant companies, all these big oil, all they're doing is looking for a way, and they're going to ride the popular, you know, but nobody's, not very many people are putting up solar panels anyways.
Right.
You know, it's just, I don't know, it's just stupidity is what it is. And
right.
It's just, you know, people talk, but they don't do anything, you know, and it's, especially, you know, a lot of the younger kids, I mean, And they're not supposed to know everything, but I mean, there's professors at Penn State and different places. They say, you know, there's been so many species of animals on this planet that have gone extinct.
Yeah.
And the Earth's going to do the same thing. I mean, if, you know, we might be next. We might be, we know about death, where animals ain't, they don't know about death. But
right.
We got religions and all these things and rules and regulations, you know, and used to be pretty strict, but now it's getting more atheist, I guess you could say, or farther away from all that.
Well, it's more than just religion. I mean, you have to factor in that's like a cultural thing, a social thing, and it's so it's more than just religion. But that was like the hub of humanity was in these different groups of people, and so it's more than just a pure religion thing. And you're hitting a point on there, like people aren't interconnected with each other anymore. They're so disconnected, and that's something we used to be much more connected with. It could have been a social club even. Like, you don't see people going bowling anymore together as a group. They used to
not
get like,
much,
no,
not much. Not or, like it
or,
used to be.
Or clubs. People used to go to clubs with their wives, you know, and hang out and socialize.
Yeah.
Not anymore. It's not even before COVID. Like, hey, you know, like we, you know, something on another note, you know, since COVID happened, the seismologists and geologists were actually able to hear the faint tremors of earthquakes. Small earthquakes that they never heard before, because vehicles weren't driving.
Traffic's down a little bit, huh?
Yeah. And so they were really here.
It's there's a lot of phoniness and a lot of, but I guess, you know, like I say, we're a species, and you know, we know about death. You know, we don't like to think about it. You know, but each one of us are going to go.
Sure.
I mean, we're just animals like everybody else.
Sure. And our time is limited, yeah.
Yeah, right. You know, we're stretching it. We're getting it farther and farther. But, you know, and the Earth saved the planet? What? The planet? We're like mosquitoes on an elephant. You know what I mean? It's a planet could care less. They'll do whatever. You want to cut down all the trees? Okay, well, no more oxygen for you.
You know, I'm not the one to deny that humans are leading climate change, but I will say that since there's more CO2 in the atmosphere, we're seeing plant growth, rapid plant growth.
Because plants love it, huh?
They breathe in CO2. And if you don't believe me, you can go research it. There's tons of papers done on this, and it's like some of the scientists that were working on it did not really want to probably publish it because
we got Monsanto with the Roundup, you know. Yeah, we can kill them pesky buggers.
right But the tree rings are like
poison
too.
From two directions.
Yeah. You know, when there's like a bad year, the tree rings are smaller, you know, and then when there's a good year, the tree rings are larger in diameter, and they're seeing rapid growth with trees. Because of the CO2, because their carbon's sinking, they're sucking in the carbon. And you know what? I think one of the key things to CO2 is there is an algae blooms going on. They're growing. And so they're looking at areas like the desert where they can import salt water in and have huge lakes in the desert to grow algae.
Yeah.
And I think that'd be a great way to sequester the CO2. And there's many other ways. You can research, if you go online and research, there's many people working on CO2 sequestering.
I think, you know, what we could all do is our consumption. You know, if you think
Definitely.
About it, you think about it and really think about it. I don't care if it's changing your light bulbs to LEDs and all that kind of stuff. Or do like I do, just take a shower once every 3 days.
Right.
I shouldn't say that.
No. The women might not like
let's,
that.
Let's play a little bit. Yeah. A little bit of music.
Some fresh air here.
Yeah. It's getting deep. I'll turn into a BSer like the rest of them guys.
Right.
You'll see it. it's all clear. You are meant to be here from the beginning. Been so cruel, not being such a fool. Whatever was done is done. I just can't recall. It doesn't matter at all. You see, it's all.
This is the Real BS Show coming back at you. Well, I got that off my shoulders anyways.
Right.
It's like nobody knows what the heck they're doing. And the big shots are taking advantage of everybody.
Yeah.
You know?
It seems like it.
Yeah, it really does. And it's, I don't know. I don't know what to say.
There's a lot of
everybody
money
just sick. Consume less.
Right.
You know, I try to change your lifestyle so you're not eating up so much. I don't know. It's a better way to live anyways.
You know, there is, you know, benefit to solar and wind, but at the same time, a lot of the talk that is going on is that it will save everything if we just switch to that. And that's not the whole story. There's more than just black or white to this.
No.
There's a lot of nuance to this.
You have to change. I changed my lifestyle, right. Really, but for the better. I really think so.
You live a very healthy life.
Yeah, it's not... You know, I don't have a lot of power-consuming doodads and whatnots.
You know. Right.
So, we need fossil fuels. There's just no way around that. And somehow my ear just started working again. So, okay, let's play one more song and call it a night.
Sounds good.
We'll see you all next week.
See you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Just a step, cried the sad man. Take a look down at the madman. Theater king's on. Silver wings fly beyond reason.
From the flight of the seagull come the spread claws of the eagle. Only fear breaks the silence as we all kneel, pray for guidance. Cues for the gallows, sing the praises of the hallowed. Our machines feed the furnace, if they take us, they will burn us.